Joining us right now is the executive director from the Lorain County Free Clinic, Paul Baumgartner. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You got something special coming up.
We have a lot going on. For starters, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary of being in business, providing health care to the disadvantaged here in Lorain County. And it started out as a temporary program back in 1986, and none of us thought we'd still be around today in 2016. But we do have a very special event coming up. It's our second annual Taste of Italy in Avon Lake. It's a wine tasting food pairing event designed to help promote awareness and raise important funds for the work of the Free Clinic here in Lorain County.
Where will that take place in Avon Lake?
It is going to be held at a private residence on the shores of Lake Erie in Avon Lake.
Wow. This is something quite unique, I guess.
It's a unique event. It's an elegant event, and it's sponsored by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center, First Merit Bank, Cleveland Clinic, and Wickens, Herzer, and Panza. And we greatly appreciate all of our corporate sponsorships, but those that attend and make this event such a success.
Can people still get tickets?
Yeah, we have a few left. We're getting close to selling out, but we still have a few left. And so if individuals want to take advantage and try this event out and support a great cause, they can certainly give us a call or go online.
Over time, you look for different ways to raise money, keep people engaged. How did this idea come about 2 years back?
Well, it's just about board members and stakeholders and leadership, people that have a passion in the community for worthy causes. And there are so many here in Lorain County that have helped those disadvantaged. And somebody came up with the idea on the board that said, hey, let's try a wine tasting. We do golf outings. We do walkathons. We've done steak fries. And this was just something that we wanted to try different and appeal to a different part of the community and get people engaged in that manner.
It's another way to sort of talk, have the discussion. You kind of open it up with some interesting thing like this, but then you also bring awareness to what's happening at the Free Clinic as well.
That's right. The Free Clinic, we have realized, like Free Clinics in the state, throughout the state and throughout the country, they are not going to go anywhere despite the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion. All programs that are designed to help many, many people, but there are still many, many people here in Lorain County that are falling through the cracks, as you might say, or new emerging gaps that need to be addressed in the areas of healthcare.
Well, go ahead, Craig.
Well, you've been in the top job now for 20 years, right?
Right.
And the agency goes back 30. But you mentioned that back in the day, there was some thought, too, that this would be temporary. What was the thought process back then? Do you know? Did they simply think, we'll take care of some needs and go away?
That was the general thought. Back in 1985 and 86, there was recession that was going on. Steel, auto industries were lagging behind. People were losing their health care benefits. They were losing their jobs, and with that, benefits. And organizations like the Food Bank and Free Clinic emerged and took hold. But The leaders at the Free Clinic at the time thought, well, let's set up a temporary program for perhaps a couple of years to help meet the medical needs of so many that were losing their benefits.
How does the machine of the Free Clinic work?
We are a volunteer-driven organization, and what I mean by that is we rely on the generosity and talents of the entire medical community. So all of our providers are physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, pharmacists, nursing professionals, students at all levels. And so we utilize the volunteer model to provide health care. And we couldn't do it without the hospitals either. We have such a great relationship and collaboration with Mercy and with University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center, Cleveland Clinic here in the community that provide extended medical care, things like diagnostic services and imaging and inpatient and outpatient support. We rely on physicians' offices throughout the community that allow us to send people that have been diagnosed with diabetes or hypertension to go and seek and maintain their level of care in a referral setting. So it's a very comprehensive, volunteer-driven organization that provides a much-needed service to so many amidst all the problems that we see in healthcare today with access to care, affordability, and so it's been a great program, and we're just delighted to still be able to be a part of the healthcare delivery system here in Lorain County.
You mentioned how when a lot of the Care Act passed and that went into, it sort of seemed to be that was what was going to take the place of this. In other words, everybody was going to get affordable health care. What has changed for you in the last several years related to that as far as who you see or how it's working?
Right. Well, the Affordable Care Act was never really designed to be universal health care. It was designed to give more people access to affordable care. And we knew that was going to come. And then Governor Kasich, he expanded Medicaid, which helped on a lot of different fronts. For people that were at or below 138% of the poverty level. But we are seeing still people that cannot afford their premiums, their high deductibles, their medications, and even those that had enrolled in the marketplace for the Affordable Care Act, they're still not able to make ends meet. And so those are the folks that still come back to the free clinic. And then there's the Medicaid population that, for whatever reason, they may earn too much to stay on Medicaid but do not receive benefits from an employer, or their Medicaid benefits may have been terminated for a variety of reasons, and they come back through the revolving door to places like the free clinic. And patients, some have been with us for, as little as 1 or 2 months. Some have as long as a year or longer. It just depends on an individual certain circumstance.
So what will people find at the second annual Taste of Italy?
Well, we have a great evening prepared on the shores of Lake Erie. People can come and sample the flavors of the Mediterranean and sample fine wines. We have a wonderful silent auction lineup. We have a Cape Cod vacation, including airfare. We have tickets to the Cleveland Orchestra with a dinner package included. We have a stay downtown at the Wyndham with a dinner at Red Steakhouse. And we also have a walleye fishing charter on Lake Erie that goes out of Vermilion. So that's just a sample, but we have a wonderful lineup. It's a great way to come out and enjoy the evening with fine food and wine and get to know people that are supporting the very important mission of the Lorain County Free Clinic.
You mentioned you just have a couple tickets left for this. Do you have another fundraiser down the road that people might, get in on?
Sure. We will have on July 22nd the Lorain County Free Clinic 20th annual charity golf benefit. This year it's at Fox. It's at Fox Creek. And then, of course, the big event in the fall, in October, we have the 20th annual charity steak fry benefit at DeLuca's Place in the Park. So we have a variety of seasonal fundraising events that cater and appeal to a whole different demographic, if you will, so people can pick and choose to support the organization as they can.
People want tickets for this or find out more about the free clinic, where do they get details on these things?
Well, they can. They should go to lcfreeclinic.org. So that's our website, and they can reserve a spot or a reservation. There are no tickets for this. It's all by reservation only. And so just go into the website, or they can call us at 277-6641.
Sounds good. Paul Baumgartner, Executive Director of Lorain County Free Clinic. Happy anniversary, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's always great to be back.